This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. COVID-19 hospitalizations keep rising and have popped above 300 for the first time since early March. But the number is still well below prior big waves. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
323 Coloradans are now hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's four times what it was in mid-April. The uptick in hospital patients comes as transmission levels rise. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, has been above 12% for the last week. But that doesn't include most rapid home tests. Wastewater monitoring is also showing higher levels of coronavirus in places like Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Durango. Super transmissible Omicron subvariants like the one known as BA.2.12 are driving this latest wave of infection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The bidding war for Spirit Airlines continues. The budget airline said this week that it's been in talks with JetBlue about last week's buyout offer. It's still negotiating with Denver-based Frontier Airlines, which it has already signed a merger agreement with. Spirit says its board expects to complete its financial evaluation of the two offers and update shareholders before they vote on which deal to accept on June 30th. And the Stanley Cup final returned to Colorado in style for the first time in 21 years last night. The Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in overtime.
Comrade's shot blocked by Hedman. Score! Burakovsky!
The Avs are now three wins away from a Stanley Cup championship for the first time since 2001. This is CPR News. Well, a lot of hot weather across Colorado today, a lot of sun as well. For Metro Denver, highs in the 90s. For Vail, the lower 80s. In Grand Junction, the upper 90s. In Denver, it's 66 degrees. It's 8:06.